The mother goddess. The huntress
no,
goddess.
hunting goddess. Mother goddess would be Hera.
Yeah, but in pre-Grecian period.
Oh,
I'm trying to drag up a past life memory here. Yes, but she was.
I know what you're working on, but I can't tell you what it is.
Fertility and flowers was also involved there somewhere. So that's probably where the flowers came from. Hen is an animal god.
Right.
With
god of the forest.
Yeah, ears and horns.
Yeah,
because right. So that's where the deer smell came from. Okay. Just needed to get to the bottom of that. But yes, I watched, but couldn't hear.
Couldn't figure out who else was in there, though.
Well, there might have been minor beavers kicking around.
So that's the manifestation of the physical realm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Their energy.
Their energy?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty powerful kick.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of what?
Mm-hmm. From what I saw up here, it looked incredibly bright. Incredibly bright in there.
It was very bright.
Mm-hmm. And both of you guys looked very luminous and very bright and bouncy.
I'm trying to pull from anywhere I could.
Mm-hmm. And I think there was plenty of energy flowing around.
Oh, there definitely was.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to know who was trying to hit me in the back, though.
I have to look and see what was going on. And watch the energy patterns and the auras floating around. Because there were a lot of auras floating around.
You got on tape?
Yeah, well, we got on disc, actually. But the thing that surprised me was that Mark was like a lighthouse.
Mark was filling in with energy.
No, before the whole entire thing, he was walking around. He was like that far off the ground, just walking around. And it was like when he came up the stairs watching these. Listening to his inner voice, and it was like this. It's hard to describe. It surprised me how powerful he was.
I know, because he's feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah had just left, and she was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So he was probably on top of the world.
Yes.
Well, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of interest between those two.
Yeah, they get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
Tara really likes his voice.
Yes, he does have an interesting voice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Very intriguing.
Does he relax then at the races around him?
Right, you've seen him the last couple of days. He's actually been laughing and joking. And we'll get Tia to butt out as well. I wish she wouldn't do that, you know. That hurts me when she sticks her head in and shouts at her cat. Caught me totally by surprise.
Hmm.
Okay, now where was I before Tia interrupted and I had to move the cat?
Mark being relaxed.
Oh, yes. We get his body relaxed again.
Good. And the races went off well. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed, I'm sure, with the whole...
I think Mark deserves an award for the best executed races. Put a lot of hard work into that.
Oh, is there going to be like a little party for the organizers and
I don't think Mark wants one. Anyway, let us continue. We've been frivolous and wasting time.
Okay.
Now, let me explain a little bit about myself, Karen. I am an engineer and a co-editor, and I do like your antique that you drive around in.
You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful piece of earth machinery.
Quite loud right about now.
No, that's no problem. That could be easily remedied.
Sure. Get a new muffler for it.
You can improvise and figure something out. Coke cans work extremely well.
I thought of something close to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my best bet right now. Because I don't have to buy something that's not needed.
That's correct. So I'm a co-editor, engineer. I have an interest in, as I put out, antique automobiles. I design toys. Yes.
Why are you laughing?
Because he has a mind that's in a sewer.
Are those toys?
No, I don't design those toys.
She could, but she doesn't.
Yes. I could design some very good ones. Okay,
you seem to sell them.
So. Yes, so I could.
It's not in a sewer.
No, I didn't say you're going to sell them in a sewer.
Below the sewer is mine. Is. Now, I build robots and so on. Artificial intelligence. For example, somebody has a very fond interest in a certain Energizer bunny.
I've heard, yes, I've mentioned the Energizer bunny very, very often.
Mm-hmm. He's very fond of the Energizer bunny.
Well, I like the Energizer bunny.
Mm-hmm. So I made him one. It's voice activated to two voices only, mine and his. The battery has a life expectancy of 15 years. That's continuous use. If you switch it off, it will probably last, I should say, maybe 30 years. My big sister can't switch it off. You grab it, it reacts in certain ways. Now, I've just completed a bigger version, so you get yours back.
Yay.
You sound very enthusiastic about that.
Well, yeah. Kara sounds very enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an echo in my head. Okay. Yay.
So, you'll get your rabbit back. Do you have any questions for me? I'm also have a little religious knowledge.
Religious knowledge.
Which is a dangerous thing.
It is. Kind of, sort of.
I'm being sarcastic at myself.
Well, she has to be getting carousing here, so.
Okay.
Carousing.
Yeah, I need to put that on.
Okay. Well, we put it on the Hogwarts rest, sees you through the door.
I like that.
He'll apologize.
Yeah, no worries. I didn't even notice it.
What, the big frow?
Yeah, I thought it was just you faking it.
No, it was Tia. She stuck her head back and she watched the cat come in. Saw the tail, and then all of a sudden the tail just came right across, and Tia just stuck her head in and went, frow! She'd be acting in her voice.
Shooting outside.
Well, I think there's acid in her voice.
Right.
She says that she doesn't like cats manipulating or messing with the energy flows. Okay.
So, let me take my tea. And hello, Alana.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, my love. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right.
Did you go watch the races?
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny with all the cats milling around.
Yeah, that was a pretty good story. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes, they apparently reserved themselves a whole section of the seating.
How the dolphins love the attention from all the various racers all hanging out on the beaches.
Well, they enjoyed watching them sunbathing and being fed by hand and swimming with them. And some of the young children that were there, they let them ride around. They enjoyed themselves tremendously.
Oh, wonderful. Good time was had by all.
Oh, yes, certainly. The only complaints that the dolphins had was that a certain group of Syrians that decided to keep their white wine cool in their favourite area, their favourite watching area. They didn't like that at all.
I can imagine.
And they couldn't flick them out of the water properly because they were concerned about breaking the bottles. So they stole them. Took them to the far end of the lake. And then made the Syrians that had left them there go and fetch them from the far end. Make one person late for his race, actually.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has your mom give any updates about her latest work with Norway?
Yes, some. But I've not been at my peak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Under the weather, are you?
Just okay.
Okay. No, we have a particular dolphin who seems to be hanging around a particular, I guess, port.
Oh, yes, Mother did tell me.
Right, in near
my. She cried.
Yeah, because they'd been shot at, they had some bullet wounds and stuff.
I cried.
I don't blame you.
See if you can get a physical address from this person. And I will give you a recipe to send to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, they'd call him Flipper.
Oh, very original.
That's what he said.
Very original.
And
what he's been asked to write a little thing about Flipper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's address this matter at hand. We have limited time to deal with.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, what he should do is go to his nearest store.
Mm-hmm.
And now, first of all, you should contact a research institute of oceanographics. Get some antibiotics for the dolphin. General well-being antibiotics make it feel better. Then go and buy a whole salmon. Liz, it probably likes salmon. Hence the reason why the fishermen have been shooting at it. On the inside, smear the antibiotics on the inside and give it to, quote, unquote, Flipper. What a name.
Hey, they're from Norway, okay.
Okay. When he contacts the Oceanographic Research Institute, send a copy of his letter that he writes to them to the local newspaper.
Okay.
Saying how concerned he is about the dolphin. Also send a letter to a local newspaper, another one, talking about how great it is to have a dolphin in the area and how saddening it is to see that it's been shot at by the local fisherman. And he understands the fact that the local fishermen are concerned that he's eating their fish, but also point out that he is keeping away other predatory animals, such as sharks.
Okay.
And the fact that the potential of having the dolphin there is a useful tool for the fishermen to take tourists out to go fishing and also to meet the dolphin.
Yeah, I've suggested that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his question is, why is the dolphin there?
It has a purpose. Without me talking to the dolphin, it's hard to tell. Wait a second. Can you get a description of the dolphin?
Yeah, sure, that's easy.
Mm-hmm. If it's a bluish colour with white stripes, especially kind of the Egyptian type stripes on the eyes.
Bluish, right? With white stripes.
By the eyes, the Egyptian type. And if it has a slightly crooked fin, I think you might know who it is.
Crooked fin. Why would I know who it is?
Remember the one that we retained?
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That we got out of the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you guys return it to?
We returned it to the exact location. But that doesn't mean to say that it hasn't gone off elsewhere. Maybe it's time up here to serve the purpose. I'm thinking that it was up here for a reason. I'm thinking that this flipper has a very, very important part to play in your planet, especially in the country of Norway.
Well, let me give a description of the guy and see what I can find out some more about him.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That would be very interesting.
Yes, it would be, because if it is our dolphin and it is there, then the spirituality up here has rubbed off and it is trying to help the humans by drawing attention to its plight. It draws its attention to all dolphins' plight. My stomach's a little unsettled.
I'll work on that. Okay, one last thing and then we're going to cut loose.
Okay.
Origination of whales.
Origination of whales. They are actually indigenous to your planet.
They are. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Kara gave me a little tip on that.
Yeah, they are indigenous to your planet. Orcas are and are not. The primates on your planet are related to you. Like the original Earthlings, not the Lemurians or the Atlanteans, the humanoid life form that was on your planet is related or similar to our species, but not related because it's indigenous to your planet and we're indigenous to ours. But there are similarities.
There's a mix.
Mm-hmm. Your current race is a mix of us and the original Earthlings.
Right, so are the orcas?
Correct.
Were the race mixed with what, though?
There's a species of orca that was different. There are traces of it in the fossil record.
Oh, but now it's smarter and...
Much smarter. Much more friendly than its bite.
Still as ferocious and predatory as its predecessor.
No, it's less ferocious.
I mean, it has the same instincts.
Yes, but they're much more... They won't hurt certain animals, mainly land-based animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're not ferocious and predatory. They go for survival.
Now,
the little groups that are ferocious and predatory, that attack seals and so on, are kind of nearer to the strain of the original indigenous inhabitants.
Now, I have trouble believing that whales are indigenous to our planet, but not indigenous anywhere else. They have to be spread out along the galaxy.
Oh, there are species and different types of whales spread out through the galaxy. But your whales are solely the blue whales, the white whales, and so on. They're indigenous to your planet only. There are other whales or whale-like creatures that have no resemblance to your whales.
Interesting.
They are more bird-like. Their flippers are bigger. There are some planets that have huge creatures like that. There are some planets that have more dolphin-sized type whales that are more canine-like, more like the dolphins.
Interesting. Well, I think we've got a pretty special group on Earth.
Pretty special group all over the place. Anyway.
All right.
Bye, Han.
Bye, sweetheart.
Okay, last person.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
So, how's it going?
Good, Micah. How you been going?
Fine.
Kick butt there here, huh?
Yeah.
Did some serious down, out, don't hold back whatsoever.
Hey, I did good.
Good job, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It's so nice to see you on the list for the gold, and nice to put it on the webpage.
Thank you. Did best.
No doubt, no doubt.
My current testosterone balance certainly helped.
And we were a little worried about that testosterone balance affecting your racing ability, particularly your...
Maybe more aggressive. Still am very aggressive.
Well, I thought you might be a little more top-heavy than you were used to before.
That was a problem, but I'm still the fucking best.
Good girl.
Pardon me. Didn't mean to use...
All right, I understand. Yes,
I'm still having problems with the testosterone.
I understand, and hey, it's going to make you a much better warrior, I think, when you go off on this next trip coming up.
Yeah, you bet, yeah.
And
they were going to give me medication to tone it down, but don't need it.
Oh, no. Now, whose arm have you broken lately?
I haven't broken anybody's arm this week so far. But well, you want to be the first?
The week's still early.
You want to arm wrestle?
Darling, not in Mark's body.
It's still bigger.
You might have over that much mileage. You still might pull it off.
Uh-huh. You better believe it, Buster.
Well, I'm sure this is the phase you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Not a typical phase, is it?
No.
I think so. I don't think all Syrians go through this.
No. It's because I eat meat.
Raw meat, probably, at this point.
You want me to break something?
Just throw something at you. Here's some raw meat. Don't go near her.
Come here, Buster.
I can't wait to see you and get off and really get going here.
You're pushing it, aren't you?
Well, I will come up there sometime, though. We'll have to do some laser tag or something.
Okay.
That'd be kind of fun. So, any...
I'm sorry, Russ. I had to pull her out. She was getting pumped up there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had Mark's fist clenched and I'm sort of like watching the impulse for the arm and her arm's fist had developed and it's getting ready to go back and go.
She's toned down the caffeine a little bit, I think. There.
No, that is exactly how she is.
That's 24/7, right?
Sorry?
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Uh-huh. pretty much so.
Poor girl.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't
dominant. How long is this going to last?
Yeah, I should say probably about another month or so.
Another month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that poor girl. When's she going off on trip?
In May.
Not amazing.
Yeah, she will.
What, a month of this?
Uh-huh.
You need tearing the base up.
No, she spends quite a bit of her time staring about.
Not spending time in the room anymore.
No.
We won't be pumped up for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She runs about 20 miles a day as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no wonder she won first place.
Oh, yeah, she's in fighting pick.
I'm surprised she only picked up sixth place and they all.
She used her downhill skis. Oh, whereas Kiri used for her GS skis. So she couldn't get into the gates quick enough in the bottom.
But she had the speed. She was mm-hmm. going to keep the speed up yeah. when she went to the turn.
That's correct.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's funny, actually. This fan jumped over the corral area, gave her a big hug, and you know what she did?
Mm.
Bang!
She hit her?
Mm-hmm. Not this fan cleanup, it was a guy.
Why?
Well, she just pumped up.
Oh.
And the fan grabbed her. Yeah, gave her a big hug, and she just stepped back and just went whack! Which everybody thought was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, it must have been great playback on Sirius.
Yeah, the guy deserved it, you know.
Yeah, right.
You've got somebody that's totally pumped up on testosterone and downhill, right? Jump over a corral, grab him from behind to give him a big hug. What do you expect? Especially a soldier as well.
Where is this guy from?
He's from Sirius.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Got totally knocked out cold. The medics just lifted him over the crown and left him in the snow.
Well, I can see why we didn't want to have Skip around here when she came in.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Get pumped up and
wants to take everybody on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, she just walked in, opened the door, she was in full armor, and she goes, I want a channel.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I couldn't resist pumping a little bit there.
Oh, God, she's pounding on the door at the moment.
Well,
Kiri's just pointing. Ooh, it looks good, Kiri.
What?
Kiri pointed out that you have to push the handle down and pull towards you. And she was trying to push the door open.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll get up there.
I would avoid her until she's back to normal. I have the strength to control her in my hands. Kiri controls her by sheer brute of mind. Mark's the only one that has a little bit of difficulty.
I don't think I've seen her quite that rowdy.
That's a pure aggression from her.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's good that she needs that inner, you know.
Yeah,
this growing stage.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we get it down here too once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
How's Mark's reading session going?
Reading session?
The Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs.
Leonides, stellar cartography or whatever it is.
Quantum physics.
Quantum physics, of course.
Mm-hmm. I believe Kiri says that he's finishing The Hobbit tonight with Alex. And also he's going to do quantum physics with Leonides Cubs. I get the feeling that they're in bed now and asleep.
Hmm.
Well, they should be. I'm not getting any play from them, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm surprised that Leonides doesn't figure, you know, reading Mark quantum physics.
I think they more online debate it.
How can you debate Leonides? It's not an issue of debate, it's learn.
I mean,
the kid got it already.
Yes, he does, but they're dealing with the high end. They're talking about naked singularity, points of infinity, points of irregularity.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they're working on it. Leonides get nothing out of me on those subjects.
Actually, here's a little secret.
Hmm.
Mark is very high when it comes to physics and quantum physics.
Good. Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. He understands what Stephen Hawking is talking about. When he makes his comments about Einstein almost had it right, or Stephen Hawking has it wrong in certain points, he is correct.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. They should have a good time together then.
Mm-hmm. And Mark's IQ, from what we've obtained, is an actual pack and average.
Hmm. Average to people down here?
No. An average. It's all the questions that were asked kind of evened out to be an average.
Oh.
So here's one, what's it, 160?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it was 161 or something like that. And it's an average. You get him in physics, he's somewhere like 170, 175, I believe.
Where are you at?
My average is about 160, 162, 3.
That's a good match.
Mm-hmm. But I don't debate physics with him.
No, I don't either.
Because he's always like Mr. Smart Attack. And it takes back to him. Let me check. Yeah, pretty close.
I haven't done any check to see what my IQ is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably around 110, 115.
I should say more like 150. The average being about 130.
Yeah. That's a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marx is mainly reasoning capability. If you're getting reasoning things out, yeah, there's no stopping it.
Hmm. Well, I was going to work on you tonight with Karen's dream, so we're kind of short on time.
Yes, we
got to get through some other stuff. But
okay,
I'd like to work on it with you anyway.
Okay, let's hit on it quickly.
Okay. Her dreams show me, Mark, and about six people all together, all headed out in this field behind us here. But she says, you know, she keeps having it over and over, the same dream.
Mm-hmm.
One time at night, sometimes in the day.
Okay, what we want her to do is actually sit down and write it down.
She has.
Okay. Write it down each time.
Okay.
Okay. Because the wording and how she writes it is very important. And it should be different from each time.
Well, she said like one time she remembered to come, she was reminded to come back and grab the medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, important. Important fact. What she may have in her dream is a listing of what is needed. Okay, tell her that each time she has it, when she can remember to write it down.
And she has. She's got it pretty well chronicled so far.
Yeah.
It's been a fairly important dream for her. It concerns, you know, future.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you see is, you know, I'm looking at this as being
a possibility.
A strong possibility at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's going to be something to keep open.
I'm looking at the survivor phase.
There might be a reason behind it.
Well, now we're looking at topographic maps of the area, and we're looking at basic fallback zones that because of her dream up there on the mountain.
Mm.
So we're looking at various fallback zones in case this dream does come about.
Okay.
Which means we need to have some basic supplies ready to go in emergency pullout.
Mm-hmm. And there's something that is important that would kill Mark if he had to leave it behind. Or let me rephrase that. Leave her behind.
Joey?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't take her with her.
No, I think you could.
That'd be a kitty cage or something.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think she'd fit into the bottom or the top of the backpack. And I believe he's done that in the past. But what you need for her is a long leash and a collar. She's going to hate it.
No doubt.
And Mark would hate leaving her behind.
Well, he sees it as a, or she sees the scene around it as snow melting, patches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not looking this spring. I would say a year from this spring.
Mm-hmm. But I suggest that Mark buys a leash and collar for Joey.
Okay.
Because I think it would kill him, literally, to leave her behind. Because Mark doesn't look upon Joey as a cat. You've read his comments, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what I don't get is...
Okay. And besides, it would kill Joey to be separated for a long period of time from Mark.
I agree.
And the tape should be just about ready to end. You want to check?
No.
2 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But getting back to Joey, that is basically Mark's daughter at this time.
No.
Now, can you leave Alana or Miranda? Alana's sitting in front of me, lifting up her T-shirt. And got one hand on her stomach.
Yes, that pregnant stomach of hers.
It's not noticeable yet. But can you leave Miranda behind?
No.
Or David and Michael, or Kevin, or Clara. Could Mark leave Joey behind?
No, of course not. No. I could leave every one of my other cats here, and I don't think no.
Yes. But Mark, not only did he promise, make a big promise, that Joey would be taken care of, he's also got very emotionally attached to that.
Well, we'll fix it up with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Joey can hear the leash.
Oh, yeah.
Drag, sitting there going, dragging along.
Actually, Mark can carry it. If necessary, get a papoose pouch that you can wear on his chest so that you can actually reach in the stroker.
Well, if it's prepared correctly in beforehand, that's not a problem. And we might want to take some hikes with it.
Yeah.
Just to practice,
Because
we have to go up there anyway to just go check out stuff in the summertime here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make a few runs up there. So you might want to, we'll do it while you guys are in his head maybe.
Yeah, how in the hell are we going to figure out how to talk Mark into taking away her freedom? Where's Kate just telling that it's like a death leaving his daughter behind?
Mm-hmm.
Mark does it all that can. Who else would sit there and hand feed a sick cat and put water on his fingers so that she could lick it off when she was sick? Remember him doing that last year?
Not me. I'm going to get some grass, scarf it down.
But she wouldn't. Never mind.
I know.
And that's when she had her severe cold and sore throat and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that, Ken? I think he would be very upset when it's her time to go.
Not for a while.
No, she's got some good years in her yet.
Well, we've got about 1 year left here, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get everything prepped.
1 year, let's say minimum.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah, and after that, it's borrowed time. When summer arrives, you've got time to prepare and get everything settled down and look at other options.
Well, between now and that year, we have to have a lot of stuff done.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's borrowed time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. End of tape.
Not quite.
Oh, wow.
But,
oh, that's right. People are forgetting about the timeouts.
All right. Now, with the webpage, this is going to come down to, basically a chronicle of events leading up to this.
Mm-hmm. Now, let us look at the computer hardware. Right? Can't let that fall into bad hands either.
No.
Same procedure.
Very.
Mm-hmm. You want to have individual bags that can be ziplocked that are big enough to hide or to hold everything.
Yeah. At least everything on disk.
Mm-hmm. You need at least one of those computers that is able to be accessed for the simple reason that with Mark's, I think he's going to have his emulator system set up in there, so he'll be able to access your disks as well.